Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's exactly 9 o'clock and I'm very happy to take those calls on 086-000-959. I'd love to hear from you and we'd love to hear your take, especially those we've been speaking to. They really do like the engagement. Continue to send those voice notes as well on 063-680-959. Now we head to the DA, a DA Gauteng leader on the line with us, Solim Simanga. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to Melo and good evening to the Kaya listeners. Thank you for having us.
So, Mr. Msimanga, just to get a sense of what the delay is, we saw yesterday the ANC in Gauteng, and I'll start with the Gauteng issue, saying that they are going to be postponing their announcements of their leaders that they want to elect in the province. Your understanding of what that was about, since you are in this now GNU, are you privy to why they were able to postpone that particular announcement?
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Pimelo. First of all, let me state it upfront that we're not using the media to engage with other political parties. We will engage with other political parties when we engage them around the table. The second part is that we are not going to be pushed into any corner whatsoever in terms of making decisions. And I find it very disturbing that the first time that we got to hear of a press conference to announce, the cabinet was actually through an official tweet, from the legislature account to then say there's going to be an announcement of a cabinet. This is something that has never even been discussed with us to then say this is what is going to happen, when it's going to happen, who is going to be announced, what portfolio they're going to hold. And I'm not only talking about the DA. None of the other political parties, you can call them and find out if they've been invited, if they've been told what is going to be discussed there. Nothing. So that tells you where we're starting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just clarify this for me. You're saying that you, like us, you were only notified of this this announcement on social media. Does it mean that you are not in talks with your own GNU partners provincially? Is that not happening?
No, but this is what I'm saying to you, to then say, we have been engaging. There has been a number of things that we raised.
Yes.
To then say, let's deal with this number of things before we even get to talking about the cabinet and what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, we said we don't want an issue where we will have instability into government at a provincial level, a couple of months into the process.
Mm.
Therefore, let's deal, first of all, with the issue of what does it mean when we're talking about power sharing? Because the voters have made it very, very clear, Pimelo.
Mm-hmm.
None of us have gotten beyond 35%. None of us.
Yes.
Therefore, it means that you should be able to then sit around the table, humble yourself, and then be able to then say, how do we share power? How mm-hmm. do we take decisions? But more importantly, we as the two big parties, how do we then begin to then say, proportionally, this is where we are, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, if there are parties that are coming, how do we then begin to then ensure that there is, the sharing that takes place
yes.
from that point onwards?
Yes.
So that is the first thing. The second thing you then say, how do you then deal with disputes?
Mm-hmm.
If there's going to be disputes, as you would know, in any relationship,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be disputes. Can we agree upfront that we will then, what mechanism will be putting in place to then deal with the disputes? So that is the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
The other third thing is that we then said, what will then be the checks and balances that would be put in place? So can we agree on a principle that if Pimelo is an MEC of this particular portfolio, then somebody from Pimelo's party cannot be the chairperson of that oversight committee, so that, you're able to then have the checks and balances in place? So these are the things that we said we need to talk to.
Okay.
If you follow what I've been saying, I haven't even started talking about positions yet. I've been talking about how do we deal with the principle of power sharing.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so then you get to the point where we then say, okay, So if we're going to use the issue of proportionality, what does it mean then in terms of, you know, the cabinet seat? Now, we had said to them, we didn't just vote for you and hold you to ransom. We voted for you because you wanted to show good faith, first of all, when we voted for the premier and when we voted for the speaker, right? And we wanted to show good faith, which we have been carrying all along. We've asked for meetings to then deal with these other things. You know, meetings have taken place and there's been deadlocks here and there, but we haven't seen them as hitting a brick wall. We've really seen them as, you know, just speed bumps along the way that we have to then get through. Now, the third part is that when you then get to the issue of, you know, then getting to then say, what are we sharing in terms of positions, so that we are able to then say, who will be able to then get into this position? And you get, give me three names, and we will tell you what happens from there. I mean, how is that in any way engaging in good faith? So this is why we said, you know, unfortunately, we were surprised. I called all the other political parties. I can tell you, none of the political parties had actually then been informed by, you know, before yesterday in terms of what would be happening.
So please help us understand, yourselves and other political parties. Was the green light and the negotiations, from as far as I understand it, are happening at executive level, in other words, national level, and then trickling down to yourselves? Or are you having independent, separate conversations provincially and nationally?
You know, Pimelo, you know, I find it difficult to, you know, to engage deeper into the conversation, because we had already said that we want to keep the negotiations more closed, and then we will be able to make announcements thereafter when, you know, there's anything to be to concretely report on. But I think it is important to then note that the engagements had, you know, been around, you know, the principles first, and whether we agree on the principles that we are going to then, you know, apply. And we hadn't even got into the positions yet. So
maybe you misunderstood my question.
Yeah.
What I was saying is that from what we've been told publicly, and this I don't think is something that was a secret by anybody, was that the Government of National Unity negotiators, right, at senior level are the ones that are having these conversations. Wherever things are being difficult, they are resolving and ironing those out, whichever way they're doing it. And then at that point, then they send the directives to the provinces. Is that what's happening, or are you having your own separate provincial team of negotiators dealing with your own GNU, well, Government of National Provincial Unity, I suppose? Are you having parallel conversations, or is it one central conversation?
No, there has been a parallel conversation.
All right, okay.
And engagement. So we have been engaging at a provincial level. We are engaging at a provincial level. We will be having a meeting tomorrow, and I'm hoping that tomorrow there will be cool heads. You know, there will be an understanding that none of the parties are coming there with a majority. You know, none of the parties are going to then dictate to the other as to, this is what we're going to give you. And if you, I mean, you know, if you get to that, then you find that you're not really negotiating. You are actually being told, this is what is going to happen. And that becomes a very unfortunate situation that we have been trying to avoid, and we're still trying to avoid, because we want to get to a stage where we can agree. In principle, this is what we're agreeing on. This is the mechanism we are going to then employ going forward. But also, over and above that, this is how we're going to make sure and guarantee the residents of Gauteng, in this particular case, of the longevity of, you know, this engagement and this thing that we are trying to do here. So if you understand that, Pimelo, then you would then say, when we engage with, you know, the political parties, and not just the DA, all the political parties, this, you need to be frank, and you need to be also very transparent. This is what is on the table. I can tell you right now, none of the political parties would have known which political party is having what portfolios. You know, by when this thing was announced in the media yesterday. And this is something that for me is a bit concerning, you know, to then say, but what have been the engagements all about? And what is actually then, you know, the rationale then going forward? And that for me is where we found it a little bit distasteful, if I may call it that. And to and you would have noticed none of our team members have actually said anything in the media space. I've certainly not done any interviews until this morning. And the reason why I even had to end up doing interviews was that I was asked to then respond to Banyaza Lesufi calling us annoying in one of the interviews, to then say trying to negotiate with us is very much annoying. And I literally then said, look, I mean, we have to then somewhat respond. And I know that is unsettling. It is very annoying to the residents of Gauteng who are saying, here we go again. Mm. Politicians bickering about positions and all of it. But I think it is important that, the facts are very much known, and that to then say to the people of Gauteng and to the people of South Africa that, the DA is not engaging or negotiating, from a very bad space or, with ulterior motives. And we are continuing to try and find, that which will work, to make sure that what we promise the people of Gauteng is, to work towards ensuring that the trajectory that we've been on previously is not what we're going to continue on. And we're very much, strong on that particular view.
Is the letter that's been circling around, is it an authentic letter?
Well, I did ask, because I've been doing interviews the whole of today, as you can imagine. Mm. I did ask from our team, and I still haven't received an answer as yet. I literally just got home a little bit ago, a little while ago. I haven't even had a look at my email to then say whether it is true and then what has been the context of it. Mm. And this is something that I will most probably, or I will get the national team to then respond in the media, but I will not be able to then tell you that at this point in time.
What do you think that, you were saying, obviously, you've only started doing these interviews because you're responding to what's been happening in the public space. Have you not, even going forward, have you not got consensus on the protocols of public communication? Just as, even as you are going through difficult times, and these negotiations, obviously, I imagine, are not going to be easy. Wasn't there a need for you as the GNU provincially to get to some sort of consensus in how you engage, that we don't find this publicly, looking as clumsy as it is right now?
Mm. And this is why I'm saying to you, Pimelo, that these are things that, in the principles that we were engaging on, these are things that we were hoping to have found some common ground in terms of how we will then communicate. Because ultimately you want a space where you have one voice that is communicating, because you cannot talk about unity when you have people communicating in all sorts of directions. And this is why I'm saying it was puzzling for us to learn through the media yesterday that this was going to happen. I can tell you right now, give any other political party that give Boss a call, give Rise and Zanzi a call, give the Freedom Fund or the EFF or the MK or IFP or ACDP, and find out if any of them were informed of what is going to happen tomorrow, if they were invited, or even if they knew what portfolio they will be getting if they are part of the government of provincial unity. So none of that had taken place. And we are saying that had that the courtesy of communicating and the courtesy of saying this is what we've agreed on, what we are doing, there would not be a need for any other political party to then respond. There would not be a need for the Premier to go out and make statements that had been made yesterday, because there would have been an agreement. All of us would have been there, and because there would have been an agreement that we could all sign and stand by. He would have been speaking, or whoever that would have been allocated as the spokesperson would have spoken, and it would have been a voice of unity that would have come out of there. But at this point in time, there's still much more confusion, and hopefully by tomorrow the confusion would be cleared, so that we are able to then find space in which we will be able to communicate what is it that we want to then achieve in government as a unit, and also be able to then hit the ground running.
Yeah, but Mr. Msimang, the leaders are doing it, huh? Your federal chair is all over the media speaking about this statement. So it's not just, I see you at the provincial level, but the senior people are doing it.
Yeah, this is why when you were asking me about the letter, I would say to you that I didn't know.
Yeah.
And this is why I'm saying to you that even If you looked at the previous 2 weeks, I never did any single interview since the day that Banyaza Lesotho was, elected as the premier candidate. I never did any interview, and we said that we are not going to communicate because we wanted to communicate facts in terms of where we are, and something that would have been agreed upon. We wanted to avoid a situation where, we have been peddling this uncertainties or fake news, as we would have seen now that there's a whole lot of AI generated emails and voice notes and all those kind of things. We didn't want to be part of that, and we were still hoping that the first time that there will be some kind of communication. It would have been a formal one. It would have been a jovial one where we say we finally read something that we can communicate to the people about. And you must remember, Pimelo, that what we are trying to do is something that takes months in other countries, And I think this is something that South Africans and the people of Gauteng must come to appreciate, that you will always get, call it squabbles, when you're trying to build a coalition or government of national unity, whatever the case may be. And you go and look at what has happened with Angela Merkel and the others. You go to Germany, you go to Denmark. These things take months.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we don't have that time in South Africa because the systems are not in place to allow government to then, continue without the political principles being in place. But I think what is important is to then say, are political parties able to put their, the petty politics aside, first of all. Second of all, not bring factional battles of political parties into the negotiations. And lastly, to then say, how much are we willing to give, and how much are we willing to, when is that line that you will not be able to then cross? If you're able to then communicate that, then we should be able to then get somewhere. But unfortunately, we find ourselves where we are right now. But I can tell you, and I can guarantee you, the DA is still very much open to engaging and finding a solution to the problem that we're sitting with. We haven't seen it as a brick wall, but we've just seen it as a speed bump along the way. Tomorrow, we're hoping that we should be able to engage in the morning, and we should be able to then find a solution. And hopefully, we should be able to then make announcements very, very soon if we're able to find each other.
Can I just clarify that you're all working under the general umbrella of a government of national unity statement of intent? That's your framework. Mm-hmm. You're using that even provincially.
We're using that even provincially. Mm-hmm. And we're using a principle that, or at least from our side, we're using a principle that has managed to get the KZN government up and running, which, by the way, had been proposed by, the ANC in KZN. In KZN, the ANC has said, let's look at the issue of proportionality. Let's look at the issue of how we share portfolios. And once the portfolios have been looked at, if there are parties that want to then look at exchanging of the portfolios, that could be done. That's what they did in KZN. And we said, well, that's a model that has been able to work, that was able to then get this thing running up speedily. And if it has been proposed by the ANC, why would they have a problem in dealing with it here? And this is why, it has been a little bit puzzling for us. But as I said, we don't want to then engage or negotiate with any other political party using this platform. There is a round table that we want to get around, and we're prepared to go around that table and actually to then be, adults. And hopefully we will be met, it will be reciprocated, that we'll all be adults and we will all respect the views and we'll respect the wishes of, the public out there. And if we can do that, then there should be a solution at the end of the day.
So the conversations you're having provincially, are they including issues of local government, municipal negotiations?
No, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. What we have been, I've highlighted to you the principles in which we're engaging around at this point in time. And that is what needs to happen at a provincial level. If there is a conversation to be had about, say, local government, those are things that will follow, but not now.
You know why I asked the question? I asked the question because we spoke earlier on to Al Jamaa's leader, Hanif Hendricks, who gave the impression that the role of the mayor in Johannesburg is absolutely secure because now they are part of the government of national unity, which you would be privy to because you're also a major partner there.
Well, let's say Al Jamaa is not even represented in the provincial government, so in the legislature, so we wouldn't have had an engagement with them. If there was an engagement, it possibly would have happened or would have taken place at a national level. I would not be able to then give an answer to that. What I can tell you is what we have been engaging on or trying to engage on at a provincial level. I've spoken to you about the principles that we're trying to put in place. And we haven't been asked to then engage as to what is happening at the local level. I think, you know, what we want to then do, what we have been preoccupied with, Pimelo, is to then say, how do you get a government working at a provincial level effectively and speedily and a government that will represent the voter sentiment? I think this is where we have been. And also to then say, the chaos that we would have seen, playing itself out at a local level where there's motions of no confidence, where there is bickering over positions and all of that. How do we avoid that? And this is why this engagement for us has been very much important to then say, let's deal with that before we get into, making pronouncements about where we are, who's getting what positions. Because if you get the principles right, then the mechanisms become easy to then roll out. So this is where we've been, and this is where we're hoping that everybody can get to, and we can then work our way from there.
All right, Selim Simanga, thank you so much for making time for us. That's the DA Gauteng leader. And of course, I am assuming we'll be speaking to me very soon once that the executive has been announced. I'm sure he'll have something to say about that. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be speaking to the ANC.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.